This is episode 72 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from John Pritchard's book, UFOs 2025. Beyond reasonable doubt, we have never been alone. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such fascinating information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to start off by reading from chapter 1, which is titled Extraterrestrials Are Here. And this is what John has written. Army Colonel Carl Nell has publicly stated that there is zero doubt about the existence of non-human intelligence, extraterrestrials, and its interaction with humanity. He made these claims during interviews, including at the 2024 SALT iConnections New York event, where he emphasized that such interactions are ongoing and not new. Nell, who worked on the UAP task force, has also supported whistleblower David Grush's assertions about secretive UFO retrieval programs. His statements have been backed by other credible figures, and he has emerged as a significant figure in the intersection between military intelligence and the study of unidentified anomalous phenomenon, formerly known as UFOs. David Grush is a former US Air Force intelligence officer who testified to Congress in 2023, claiming the US government has retrieved and reverse-engineered UFOs and recovered non-human biologics from crash sites. Richard Dolan, a prominent UFO historian and researcher, has consistently argued that extraterrestrials are already present on Earth. In his works, including The Alien Agenda and AD After Disclosure, Dolan explores the idea that non-human intelligences have interacted with humanity for millennia. He discusses evidence from ancient myths, genetic anomalies, and modern UFO encounters, suggesting that extraterrestrials may have influenced human evolution and continue to monitor or shape human civilization. Dolan emphasizes secrecy surrounding these interactions, attributing it to both governmental cover-ups and the aliens' own strategic goals. He speculates that these beings might avoid overt contact due to humanity's technological and social immaturity. Danny Sheehan, a prominent attorney and UFO disclosure advocate, has made bold claims regarding extraterrestrial presence on Earth. He asserts that extraterrestrial species have established bases both in remote mountain regions and under the ocean floor. Specifically, he highlights an alleged alien base near Guadalupe Island off the coast of Baja California, where UFOs have reportedly been observed entering and exiting the water. Sheehan has also been involved in efforts to push for greater transparency from governments, emphasizing the need to prepare humanity for potential cultural shifts resulting from confirmed extraterrestrial contact. Ross Coulthard, an investigative journalist and UFO researcher, has made strong claims suggesting extraterrestrial presence on Earth. He has stated that credible whistleblowers, such as David Grush, have revealed evidence of US government possession of non-human spacecraft and alien bodies. Coulthard believes governments have concealed this information for decades. While he emphasizes the need for rigorous scientific investigation, his assertions remain controversial due to the lack of publicly verifiable evidence and skepticism from mainstream scientists and media. Paul Hellyer, who served as Canada's Minister of National Defence during the 1960s, became one of the highest-ranking former government officials to publicly declare his belief in extraterrestrial visitation. His transition from traditional politician to UFO disclosure advocate marked a unique chapter in both Canadian political history and the broader UFO discussion. Before his involvement in UFO advocacy, Hellyer had a distinguished political career. He served in the Canadian government under Prime Minister Lester B. Pearson, holding the position of Minister of National Defence from 1963 to 1967. During his tenure, he was responsible for the controversial unification of the Canadian Forces. Hellyer's public engagement with the UFO topic began decades after leaving his defence post. In 2005, at age 81, he made headlines by publicly declaring his belief in extraterrestrial visitation. Speaking at the University of Toronto, he became the first person of cabinet rank in the G8 group of nations to claim that UFOs were as real as the airplanes flying overhead. Throughout his later years, Hellyer made several notable claims. He asserted that multiple species of extraterrestrials had been visiting Earth for thousands of years. He claimed that some alien technology had been reverse engineered by human scientists. He suggested that some extraterrestrial species were working with various governments. He expressed concern about the militarization of space and its potential impact on extraterrestrial relations. Hellyer's statements generated significant media attention, given his former high-ranking position. However, his claims were met with mixed reactions. The scientific community largely dismissed his assertions due to a lack of empirical evidence. UFO researchers and enthusiasts embraced his testimony as validation from a credible government source. His former colleagues in government generally distanced themselves from his statements. A media coverage often focused on the unusual nature of a former defence minister making such claims. Hellyer's advocacy came during a period of increased public interest in government UFO disclosure. His statements preceded the later release of various government UFO-related materials, including the US Navy's confirmed UFO videos and the establishment of NASA's UAP study group. Paul Hellyer passed away in 2021 at the age of 98. While his earlier career focused on significant military reforms, he became better known in his later years for his unconventional beliefs about extraterrestrial life. His case represents an intriguing intersection of traditional politics and UFO disclosure advocacy. So now I'm going to move forward in the book to chapter 9, which is titled Extraterrestrial Spirituality. This is what he's written here. Leading UFO researcher Richard Dolan writes about the intersection of extraterrestrial phenomena and spirituality, particularly in how these encounters challenge conventional materialistic views. He suggests that many UFO-related experiences involve elements of consciousness and telepathy, which imply a deeper spiritual or metaphysical dimension to these phenomena. Dolan argues that understanding extraterrestrials might require expanding our perception of reality to include non-material aspects such as consciousness and spiritual awareness. This perspective opens up discussions about humanity's potential capabilities and the transformative impact of acknowledging extraterrestrial presence on our spiritual understanding. Prominent attorney and UFO disclosure advocate Danny Sheehan often connects extraterrestrial phenomena with spirituality and consciousness. He argues that understanding UFOs and extraterrestrial intelligence requires addressing profound metaphysical and theological questions. Sheehan believes that extraterrestrial contact could expand human consciousness, offering insights into the nature of existence and spirituality. He has also emphasized the role of religious institutions, including the Vatican, in preparing humanity for potential revelations about extraterrestrial life. Sheehan views this as an opportunity to bridge science, spirituality, and global unity in the face of transformative discoveries. UFO journalist Ross Coulthard has explored the spiritual dimensions of extraterrestrial phenomena, emphasizing their potential to reshape human understanding of consciousness and spirituality. In interviews, he has noted that many cultures worldwide have long-standing spiritual beliefs about sky beings or non-human intelligences, such as the Aboriginal Dreamtime stories. He suggests that UFO phenomena might bridge science and spirituality, challenging materialistic worldviews and hinting at a consciousness interface between humans and these entities. Coulthard also believes that understanding UFOs may explain historical supernatural or paranormal events, further linking the phenomena to human spirituality. So this week I was reading from John Pritchard's book, UFOs 2025, Beyond Reasonable Doubt, We Have Never Been Alone. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFOPodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.